So when it comes to on-site conversion optimization, I'm going to go through a bunch of different things here. The most important thing to know is that consumers that come to your website most likely have not heard or seen of you before. Okay, so as long as you understand that, you can try to optimize your site for conversions as much as possible and try to get, you know, them to trust you when they land on your website. That's the most important thing, okay? The number one thing you get people to do to trust you when they land on your website is have social proof in the form of product reviews. Okay, so, you know, this is like the most important thing. People look for reviews. That's one of the main things Amazon has always worked on, is getting reviews on their products. If there are reviews in your store, people will trust you more. If there's no reviews in your store, they won't trust you. It's just bottom line. So definitely be getting more reviews. And also in the very beginning, when you first start, it's okay to curate reviews from your suppliers. Ask them, you know, if they're reviews that are on Amazon or whatever, that you can curate those. And I would definitely not take any reviews, steal any reviews from your competitors. It's probably a really bad idea. But definitely curate some from your suppliers in the beginning. Okay, that's perfectly fine. So social proof is gonna be the main factor. I would definitely focus on adding more reviews to your store over time. And for products that don't have reviews, it's much less likely they're going to convert. And it's also less likely that someone who lands on your site is going to actually trust you enough to come back to you and purchase you again in the future, okay? It's the most important thing. All right, number two, secure badges. So trust badges, secure badges, those kinds of things, they really help to solidify that your website is trustworthy and not a scam site, especially third-party secure badges, okay? Like things like TrustGuard or Shopper Approved, Buy Safe Buyer Protection, used to be Norton Shopping Guarantee. Things like this are third party, so the person's able to actually click a button on your product page and it'll open it up in a new tab or like a modal or a pop-up or something like that. Okay, that's really important to have. So at the very minimum, have just like a secure checkout badge, but at the maximum, add all the third party things you can to your site. Now, you have to keep in mind things that slow down your website are also going to have an impact on your conversion optimization. And website speed is going to be one of these tips, but I might as well talk about it now since we're on that topic. Making sure that your website loads fast is going to be one of the main things, okay? Even an extra second of load time can make it so that somebody doesn't want to sit on your website any longer, and they'll just click out and go to another website. So just keep that in mind, guys, that website speed is really important. You can use a tool like Google Page Speed Insights, and you can, try to get your website loading faster by removing unnecessary JavaScript and other things like that. So try to do that, and if necessary, if your site just keeps loading slowly, you can't figure it out. My cats are playing in a box right now. It's so funny. Then you should definitely hire a developer through a portal like Upwork or Online Jobs or something like that. And once you do that, they'll be able to probably dive in and do stuff that you probably aren't able to do, yourself, most likely. Okay. All right, great. So let's talk about the next one. Some kind of satisfaction guarantee. Some form of risk reversal. Having a really easygoing return policy is good, but I like to protect myself from, people that want to just get it and then return it. So I usually put in there like that there's going to be a restocking fee or a cancellation fee, things like that. Things where people understand that when they place their order on my website, they better know that they really want that product. And when they get it, if it's in good condition, that they're going to keep it. Okay, they're not going to have buyer's remorse for some silly reason. Risk reversal is also easily done through the low price guarantee, things like that. But in your low price guarantee, you should definitely consider putting exclusions for brands where they don't have MAP pricing, and maybe low price products as well, where you have to mark it up to cover for shipping costs. Okay. Another great thing to do is to keep your checkout process really fast and easy. So remove any additional barriers that might go between someone who lands on your product page, adds to cart, and then from add to cart to checkout. So like things like pop-ups can get in the way, especially on a mobile experience. I found that having pop-ups can really bother people and make them just click out of your website. Having live chat is really important, actually, for... cats are getting on my nerves. Okay, having live chat's really important for your conversion optimization because people will actually be able to chat directly with you and trust you more and stuff like that. But the problem is that if you don't make the live chat like not open in front of somebody, take up their entire window, they might just click out of your website entirely just because they don't know how to close out the live chat. This is important to note for certain niches. Like, you know, if you're selling to people in an age group like they're 35 to 45, they probably know more about the internet, how to use it, so they can click out of the live chat and stuff like that. It's easier for them. But if you're selling to people that are like 65 to 85, more likely than not, they don't really understand it as well. And once the chat thing opens, they just don't know how to click out, and they're just going to exit out of your website. Just keep in mind that pop-ups can really bug people. The checkout process itself should be quick and easy. There's no problem with having upsells within your checkout process. In fact, I recommend having upsells or just add-ons, you know, things that boost your profit margin that are easy to fulfill, like expedited processing, add-ons like extended warranties, accessories, things like that. But you should keep it to a minimum, and also, you know, again, no pop-ups, okay, just checkboxes and things like that. Okay, let's go to the next one. When it comes to somebody buying a high-ticket product from your website, what's really, really helpful is to have a phone number easily available at all times when they're on your website, okay? A phone number and the hours that you're available, your team is available. What I've found is that adding your phone number in multiple places on your website is going to help. Now, going with the laurels of not having any pop-ups or not having anything covering the screen, you know, just having your phone number in the header and then having the header be a floating header isn't that great, because the floating header blocks part of the screen. So what I do instead is I add my phone number to the very top, I add it to the logo, add it to the product page in multiple places, add it to the cart page in multiple places, the contact us page, obviously. Every page on the website has the phone number on it prominently displayed. And since it's in the logo, in the checkout process, it'll be also prominently displayed. And we have a call to action like order by phone or, you know, order now, call us here. And this kind of thing is really important for conversion optimization, because with high ticket, a lot of people need to call before they order. They just, you know, want to make sure you're not a scam company. It's a lot of money they're spending online. And maybe they want customizations, or they just have questions asked before they order. So having a phone number to call and either you taking the call or having a team member take the call is really important. You'll find that a good probably at least 20 to all, maybe up to 50% of your sales will come through the phone. Again, it depends on the market and the niche. So really important stuff, guys. Cool. So hope everybody's doing well. I don't see any comments yet in the sidebar here, which is fine. If you guys have any questions, drop them in the comment section and I will answer them. I'm going to keep going. I've got a few more tips here about on-site conversion optimization, and then I'm going to wrap this up. Okay, so the next one is your email marketing campaigns. It kind of goes without said, email is one of the best ways to reach people. You've got to have at least your three main campaigns. I recommend four or five, but here's the three main campaigns set up. A promotion series, people that sign up for your email list for your discount coupon but haven't actually purchased or abandoned their cart yet. A series of, you know, three to five emails or more that goes, you know, one per day, and it gets them to take that next step, which is either going through the checkout process, abandoning their cart, or making a purchase. And then after that, you don't want to keep spamming them if, you know, they haven't really shown interest. What Klaviyo, which is what I recommend using, does is that they'll give you the ability to segment your audience. So you can create a segment of people that are potential purchasers. And they actually do that automatically. People that have not only signed up for your email list, but also have viewed a product in the past, you know, 3, 10, 15, 30 days, whatever you choose it to be. And so you want to only send marketing messages to get people to buy from you that are potential purchasers, people that are actually interested. Because if you send a marketing message to somebody who hasn't shown interest, hasn't engaged in your site in a while, they're going to see it as spam. It might market as spam, or they might just ignore it, and they'll be less likely to look at your emails in the future. Okay, so keep that in mind when you're emailing your list. But with your promotions campaign, after the first few days and they haven't taken action, what you should do is instead of sending them more salesy emails, send them emails with content and, you know, value. Maybe news, emails that have something to do with like your niche and, you know, helping them to understand things, okay? Next thing is the abandoned cart series. It needs to be really, really, really good at closing sales, okay? I just watched a whole course by Ezra Firestone about retargeting. Retargeting through email and through Facebook ads and through Google ads is all kind of the same process, okay? And there's a framework that he puts into his ads that really works well that a lot of big, big companies use, okay? And here's the framework. So when somebody looks at just a product but doesn't actually abandon their cart or add a product to cart, what you start with in your advertising, your email copy, is social proof first. Okay. Obviously, maybe they don't really know you, they don't really trust you yet, maybe they just aren't really 100% interested yet. It's a good time to build your brand image for that person. So start with social proof, just put a review in front of them. Okay, that's the first way to get them to know, like, and trust you a little bit more. Then he says, create some sort of a ownership benefit statement for your niche and your products, okay? And you're gonna have to get kind of creative with this, but it's basically like a mantra for your business. And so whatever the main benefit of your product is to that target market, have some sort of a statement like that, and that's gonna say, basically, it's gonna answer the question, what's in it for me, okay? Everybody's gonna ask that, well, what's in it for me? Well, here's the benefit that you'll get from our products and from buying from us. Then you want to give them some sort of limited time offer, you know, put in their urgency and scarcity, as well as a coupon. And then again, put, you know, the since it's our high ticket, you can order by phone. You got to put that in there. And then also putting in another link to the website. Obviously, you know, with Shopify, you can add a discount code to your links and even put it into a specific collection if you want. You can also add feed to your a specific feed of products to your email in Klaviyo. You know, with retargeting ads, you'll be using like dynamic product ads. If you use Retarget app, you can use, you know, that app. They'll do dynamic product ads for you. If you want to do it yourself, you can do it yourself. Dynamic product ads is kind of like using a feed in a Klaviyo email. It'll just show the products to the consumer that they saw on your website. So that's the best way to go about it, especially in the beginning. All right, the next thing is cart retargeting. Now, cart retargeting is somebody who's been on your website and is actually, you know, added a product to cart, so they've shown interest. They might even have abandoned their checkout by this point, but they have not made a purchase yet, and that's the point. You can start with a little bit more of the urgency, scarcity, limited time offer stuff, which is usually, you know, what you're saying, you know, coupon code, it ends at this time, there's only a few left, that kind of stuff, okay? And then you wanna give them the ability to order by phone, because we're high ticket, that's what we do, and then show the social proof, and then the ownership benefit statement, and then a link. So it's just different framework, basically. Same framework, different order. And so that's basically what you can do with your retargeting ads, and similar thing with your emails, okay? The next thing with the emails is doing a customer thank you funnel. Customer thank you funnel is really cool. What you can do is in your checkout page, in my masterclass, I show how to set up a thank you page app and a thank you page script and get a video done and all that stuff. So what you do is you go into, you can make it yourself, or you go to Fiverr, get a video done with that script, fill it in for your specific store, niche, and template. And then, in that whole section there on the thank you page, then you'll offer a discount off future orders, okay? And so usually it's, you know, accessories, because that's what people are going to buy right after they buy a main product, is more accessories. So I usually have a discount off future accessories. And it has to be compelling enough for them to want to take action. So your accessories need to be profitable enough. So you need to find accessories that are high profit margin, like 50% profit margin. So definitely do a thank you funnel. And what you do is you have that, and then you also follow up through email and retargeting ads for those audiences. So email marketing, you would then say, you know, thanks for your order. For a limited time, get this much off accessories, and send a few emails out like that. Okay, and then, in your Facebook ads, you can do a similar thing. The next one is you can set up AfterShip for your store, and I really recommend doing this because AfterShip is going to notify, first of all, you and your team whether a product is like having problems getting delivered as soon as that happens, so you can contact the customer, contact the freight company, the supplier, figure things out. But also it's going to notify the customer as soon as it ships, as soon as the label is created, as soon as it's out for delivery, so the customer knows right away. They'll get notified by text and by email, which is really cool. So AfterShip, the other cool thing is that it also integrates with Klaviyo. And so you can create custom flows for it. So with AfterShip, what I've done in Klaviyo is I've actually created a separate flow for after a product's been delivered. After a few days, we offer them a gift card in exchange for a selfie or a video. It's a really good thing to do. Okay, you can do more stuff as well, but it's a good start. So That's email marketing, guys. And email marketing, again, and retargeting campaigns kind of go hand in hand. So you can do the same thing you do with email marketing with your ads. So, you know, it's just kind of the same frameworks in different ways. Now let's talk about a little bit about lead generation. Okay, with conversion optimization, it's really important that you, you know, get leads, because you'll be sending a ton of traffic to your website with paid ads, but most of those people aren't ever going to return to your website to buy. Right? Normal conversion rates are like 1 to 2%, maybe as low as like 0.3 or 0.5, all the way up as high as 3 or 5. But still, that means that over 90% of the people that come to your website, 95% aren't going to buy and they're not going to come back. So it's really important that we get those leads, at least a higher percentage of them as possible, so that we can follow up with them. So how do we do that? Well, there's two different devices people mostly view our e-commerce stores on. It's mobile and desktop. Okay, and so when somebody's on mobile, which is probably 80 to 90% of the traffic you're going to get is mobile traffic, they're going to have a different experience than desktop, entirely different experience. And so your website needs to be very well optimized for mobile, because most of the people are going to be landing on mobile, right? You don't want to have any annoying pop-ups or weird tabs or things blocking the mobile view. These kinds of things are going to lead people to want to exit out of your website. You do want to make your website really clear and easy to understand, easy to follow, so that you know, people can find their way around. Using contextual links, linking, internal linking to other pages in your websites is really good. Having clear call to actions, having your conversion optimization things very clear within your website is really important. And you want to make sure you optimize as much as possible for the mobile experience. Okay. Lead generation done on mobile is important for you to understand, not to block the screen. That's the most important thing. If you're going to have a pop-up, don't have it cover the whole screen, because it's likely someone's going to click out of the page on mobile. Now on desktop, lead generation is a little bit simpler, because pop-ups usually don't cover the whole screen. If they do, it's probably a bad idea still. You should have a slider or a lead gen, you know, app that covers only half the screen or part of the screen, so people can still click out really easy. Okay. We use the Wheelio app, for instance. It's a gamified app that gets people to enter their email in exchange for the spin of the wheel. They get a chance to win a coupon code, and we give them the same coupon code every time, right? So that's a great way to do it. Another way to do it is to use live chat as lead gen, a live chat bot. Like Tidio has a live chat bot. It'll ask you, when did you like a coupon? You put yes. They ask, what's your email? You type the email in. They say, thanks, here you go, and let us know if you have any questions. So it engages with the customer, gets them engaged on your website. On desktop, it works great, because it's only a small portion, but on mobile, it takes up the whole screen. So you got to be careful what niche you're in and whether it's going to work for your niche or not. But if you do it with Tidio, you can set up email marketing directly in Tidio, or you're going to have to use Zapier to connect it with Klaviyo. But either way you go about doing it, it's really important to get leads through mobile. Okay. Another way to do that is to embed a Klaviyo form for your newsletter list into your website. It takes a little bit of coding, so if you don't know how to code, hire a developer, but you can do that, like it's say in your website footer, for instance. And it's just really important to get leads. Okay. You should definitely also set up your own Facebook ad account, business manager ad account, and Facebook pixel, and then put it into Shopify, even if you're using your target app, because then you'll also have your own Facebook pixel information. Facebook pixel is kind of like Google Analytics. You can look at all the data of the people that are on your website, which is really cool. And you'll eventually be able to retarget those people and be able to send them advertisements similar to the ones that you're using for email marketing, and even, you know, have lookalike audiences and do cold ads eventually that are profitable, because you can target the same, you know, people that have the same stuff going on that are in the same market and audience. So that's pretty much lead generation, guys. Be careful with that. Let me answer a question that's in the chat box. Young Lucario, thanks for the question. Yes, I want to take advantage of Q4, but everything is out of stock. Any advice? So yeah, thank you for asking that. Let's talk about inventory management really quick here, guys. Obviously, conversion optimization is really important, but if you're optimizing for conversions and selling products that are out of stock, there's nothing you can do. You're going to have to cancel those orders or take pre-orders and try to manage that process. What I've trained my team to do is I've trained them to ask our suppliers every single week for inventory updates. Okay, doesn't need to be done every day, but every week is really important. And then they take anything that's changed and they go and manually update on the website. In Shopify, you can choose to manage inventory or not. And what we do is we manage the inventory, we set the number, that's the supplier number, and and we continue selling when out of stock. Basically, we also update the variant name. Say if it's out of stock, we put pre-order and what the estimated ship date is. When we do that, we're able to continue selling products via pre-order, but we also make it so that through our automation with our feed for Google Shopping and our Merchant Center is that we automatically are having those products removed from our Google Merchant Center feed when they go out of stock, which is great because then we're not running ads to those products. If you're running ads to products that are out of stock, it's a waste of money basically, because more likely than not, they're not going to convert. If they do, it's going to be a pre-order and that's risky as well. So it's just basically more risky. So what I would recommend you doing is updating your stock and limiting your product catalog to products that sell, okay? Don't sell a ton of low-priced main products. I would say, you know, list only main products that are like over $500 at the minimum, because then it's actually worth your time to update that inventory. Okay, if you're gonna sell a bunch of like $100 items and make $20 on each sale, it doesn't make sense to manually update that inventory. There are automated ways to update inventory, but it's only available to work with certain suppliers that have, CSV files that they can send you that have a SKU, you know, an actual inventory stock number and a price. And there's an app called StockSync, and you can set that up to work with that kind of a file if a supplier has that capability. But with high-ticket dropshipping, the problem is a lot of these suppliers are small businesses. Even though they sell expensive products, they don't have the processes in place to actually, you know, have the stock inventory updating. So, hey everybody, this is my cat named Lucky. He's pretty cute. Yeah, he's adorable. Here he is. Hi, kitty. So, it's really important that you update your stock, keep your inventory updated, and don't run ads to products that are out of stock, but you can still take pre-orders. Pre-order management process is basically just a lot of follow-up, and sometimes products that are pre-ordered, they end up staying out of stock for a long time, so that's kind of a pain in the butt. What you should really do is, set up apps like Boomerang and Gmas for your Gmail. Boomerang will help you to remember to follow up with suppliers or customers on issues if they haven't responded back to you. And Gmas allows you to send outreach emails to people. Gmas works great for supplier recruiting. Boomerang works great for, asking about like warranty issues and, pre-order issues and stuff like that. So, if you send a purchase order to a supplier and they don't write you back within a few hours, you know, Boomerang will let you know. And then you can say, hey, guys, did you get my PO? Like, what's going on here? So that kind of stuff. So I've gone over a lot of stuff already, guys, about maybe only a third of my entire conversion optimization ultimate guide on my blog here. Just kind of following step by step here. But I'm already kind of, what am I, like a half hour into this video, almost 25 minutes? Yeah, so I'm actually going to cut this one short here. And I'm going to pick up again next week with another, bunch of conversion optimization tips. I'll probably just continue to follow up on this and follow through. And I have a little bit of allergies going on right now with a throat because it just rained a bunch here in Bali. And my throat's kind of scratchy. So thanks so much for watching. I hope that answered your question, Young Lucario. Thanks for asking. Guys, if you are interested in, getting, more like in-depth coaching on your specific site, just let me know, private message me or message me, and I can help you out directly on stuff like that, little things, okay? Thanks so much, and I look forward to talking to you guys in the next video. Take care.